It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But we're kind of talking about how we got here, and we'll switch over to the American League Championship Series. And I'll tell you what, for a general, and I'm full disclosure, Cleveland Guardians fan right here.
Well, are you
going very to be? Much so?
Yeah,
very much so.
All right.
I'm going to speak about this series as impartial as possible. And I think I've been thinking about it in my head ever since we lost. And I've got decent stuff to say. I will tell you what, though. On a whole, for a gentleman's sweep, this is about the most exciting gentleman's sweep you're ever going to see.
In a sense, yeah.
Games 3, 4, and 5 were down to the wire every single day.
It's true.
And 3 is one of the best baseball games. Isaac Rop texted me the other day and said, that's one of the best games I've ever seen. Or I've seen in a long time. And I'd agree. It was crazy. You know, you hit a 2-run bomb to tie it in the 9th, and then you hit a bomb to win it in extra innings. Well, like, that's amazing.
I mean, even what gave New York the lead was the back-to-back home runs.
Right.
Correct. That was Judge Giancarlo going back-to-back in the 8th inning to give them the lead. And then,
because Cleveland was up 3-1, and then they each hit solo shots to make it 3-3. Wait, no.
I'm going back. I'll find it for you.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, this series was wildly entertaining. And it was wildly entertaining. It's a little David versus Goliath kind of atmosphere. Look, we're talking about the Dodgers and their 1-2-3 and worrying about everybody else. There, everybody else stepped up. There ain't a whole lot outside of Gleyber Torres that isn't a stud on the Yankees that did anything in this series. Austin Wells, garbage. Volpe, garbage. Rizzo, a disaster. Cabrera, when he came in for Rizzo, a disaster. Birdie, Jazz Chisholm, base running mistakes everywhere. The Yankees looked really bad, in my opinion. And that's why I think, Joe, you and I are on the same page when we preview the World Series. What's fascinating to me about this series is Cleveland was so bad in Game 1 and Game 2. Making mistakes that Cleveland doesn't make.
Oh, yeah. You had to be walked off the cliff last Tuesday when we were in the studio. And I'm like, bud, just let it go back to Cleveland and we'll see what happens. You were down bad.
And I'm sitting there the whole time going, Terry Francona doesn't manage a team like this. What the hell is going on?
We'll find out next year.
That is true. and Stephen Vogt looked like the playoffs were too big for him. What I kept saying while I was watching the games, you know, Game 1, I was sitting with my wife, and I'm looking at her, and I was like, our guys look like they walked into Yankee Stadium, saw the outfield, looked at pinstripes, and just threw up all over themselves.
Threw up and pooped themselves.
You know, Rocchio looks bad. Bad defensive plays. Just guys not playing well. And they got back to Cleveland and they kind of settled down, had that big win in 3, and that momentum shifted. But I think kind of similar to the Dodgers-Mets series, the Sotos, Judge, and Stantons of the world outplayed you.
And how that game went down was Judge and Judge and Stanton hit the home runs to go up 4-3. They got a sack fly in the 9th to go up 5-3, and then Big Christmas came up. Great nickname right there.
John Kenzie Noel.
Feliz Navidad, bitches.
He's not a good player.
No,
no, I mean, at all.
But he was then.
He was then.
Baseball's wacky.
And he's not buying, he's not paying for anything in Cleveland for a while.
And dear God, in game four, when he came up, was that game four when he came up late in the game and you thought he did it again?
Everybody did. I was working at the time. I was wearing my hat. We added on a bunch of TVs. And there were a bunch of people that were like, dude, we're on your team. We're rooting for you. You know, you work at a bar that has sports everywhere, and you happen to be the guy wandering around with the team that is playing the juggernaut. They rally around you. So everyone in the pub was rallying around me like, go Cleveland. Noel hits that ball, and everybody's like, yeah, he did it again. And then somebody goes, dude, it got caught.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's like, ah, crap.
Well, dude, on the...
Also, I hate Alex Verdugo.
On the broadcast, man, they... Brian Anderson
calling it, and how the camera was going,
it was like, holy S. He
like
did
the
it
wind
again.
Killed it or something.
Oh my God. I'm like, no way. This just happened. And then the ball just drops and goes into Verdugo's glove, and you're like, oh my. Like, it was an orgasmic experience. I've never felt that way about a pop out before.
And I think what's interesting is, I think Judge had a really good series at the plate. The stats might not say it. The stats might not say
better than
it
what he's used to.
Yeah, the stats might not say it overall, but I think some of his late at bats, whether he hit a home run or didn't hit a home run, he looked really locked in. And Stanton, I can't, you know, again, we'll preview the World Series here at the top of the hour, but Stanton can't continue like this because he looks insanely locked in. But what I will say, the reason the Yankees are in the World Series right now, unequivocally,
is because of Giancarlo Stanton.
I actually think the answer is Juan Soto.
Yeah.
In game five, I thought Cleveland had that game. I thought Cleveland was at the spot. Clase came in. Got through some guys. He got through Soto, Judge, Stanton, Chisholm. Like, he got through guys, and there was no problem. And it was finally like, okay, Clase is not going to S the bet again. And he's got it through. And now Hunter Gaddis, the second-best reliever, is coming in. And he struggled a little bit. But it's that at-bat with Juan Soto in Game 5 in the 10th. It's like an 11-pitch, 12-pitch at-bat. Gaddis has him beat. Every single time. Soto keeps fouling off. He stayed patient. And then finally Gaddis threw him a meat. and Soto took him deep. And that's why the Yankees are in the World Series. I think it's Juan Soto. I do.
And Giancarlo, unreal series. But, yeah, I mean, this team is not where it's at if it is not for Juan Soto.
Yeah.
I mean, he has just been – and that – him at the plate, he is one of my favorites because of he is just being an on-base machine. He is a tough at-bat.
He's got some flair, too.
Yes, and he just, like, his little waggle that he does. I mean, there's, like, I shouldn't like him as much as I do.
We should hate him. He should be yes. the cocky and arrogant guy that I always bitch about.
But he is so good. Like, for a while, this is to do the whole sports comparison thing. Is this is how I felt about Kyrie and still kind of do for a while. It's like, dude, that guy on court is nasty.
Nasty. Like,
don't talk to me about who he is off the court because I don't want to because just watch him with his handle. I'm like, damn, dude.
And I love Kyrie. He's one of my favorite players on the court to watch.
Yeah. So, I mean, like Soto, again, it's like I shouldn't like you as much as I do because you kind of seem like a douche. But him at the plate, he is one of the best in the league. And, yeah, that at bat, I mean, just – I mean, absolute dagger in the hearts to Guardian fans and the fan base. I mean, like, you're right. Those last three games were just, I mean, they really could have gone either way. And
they all went one way.
And it's quite frankly, it's they had the star power to pull it out for them in the end in those final two games. I mean, the Friday game, too. I mean, that was just, God, man. I mean, just insane. I mean, you have a couple errors that if they don't happen, then that game's finished earlier. And then
Rocchio is taking the brunt of everything in Cleveland right now.
Yeah.
There is no reason the Yankees shouldn't be ready to write Juan Soto a check for $1 billion.
Yeah. And we'll get to that, too. But what I think is interesting is that this series was a gentleman sweep. But the gap between Cleveland and New York is way closer than the gap between the Mets and the Dodgers, correct?
Yes.
I'd say so.
Cleveland, yep. If Cleveland doesn't vomit all over themselves for the first two games, who knows where that series goes?
Let's point out that half the Yankees infield was on the Miami Marlins to start the season, right? Yeah. So it's not like the Yankees are perfection here. They're not.
Yeah. Go John Birdie.
Exactly. Birdie's like batting, what, .170 in the playoffs so far?
He's a base snatcher.
Yeah, but he's got errors at first.
Why isn't Anthony Rizzo getting more at bats than Birdie?
Because he owed.
So?
Because he owed.
If I this is just maybe MLB the Show thought, but I'm thinking that Rizzo's chance at you know, hitting the ball over the fence or a little bit of pop in that bat, just that at the plate is something I'd rather have than Birdie. I don't know. That's
well, even at the end of that game four, like Birdie bobbled that ground ball and like dropped it. You're like, oh, damn.
That's what
it.
He was in yeah. for.
Yeah. You're like, that was a really fun series, despite, like you said, despite it being a gentleman sweep, that was a more entertaining gentleman sweep that I've seen. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.